Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
White House, he invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration, but sources tell ABC Xi will not accept. Trump's cabinet nominees continue to meet with lawmakers. ABC's Mary Bruce says the choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with a Democrat for the first time, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Fetterman, tight-lipped.
Are you considering voting for it?
You know, so it's just like it's a conversation.
Are you open to supporting him, Senator?
Hegseth has been battling accusations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement. He's denied it all.
A Florida woman's been charged with threatening her insurance company after it denied her claim. Police say she echoed words that were written on the bullets that killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Man charged with killing Thompson, Luigi Mangione, was not a United Healthcare member, according to the company. He remains in custody in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Russia's keeping up its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Overnight, Ukraine says Russia tried to bombard the country's power grid again, using nearly 200 drones and almost 100 missiles. Last night, a call that brings back all kinds of memories. A passenger plane over New York reporting a bird strike.
On January 15, 2009, a U.S. Airways jet departing New York's LaGuardia Airport hit a flock of birds, lost both engines, and landed in the Hudson River. Last night, American Airlines Flight 1722 had just taken off from LaGuardia when the crew radioed controllers.
Kind of working through to figure out what's going on. We hit birds on the way out.
The audio from liveatc.net, unlike U.S. Airways Flight 1549, American 1722 lost only the right engine, was redirected to JFK, and landed safely. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The LA Rams beat the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday Night Football. It was notable because neither team scored a touchdown. The final score, 12-6. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. Christmas is almost here. Do you still have people on your list to buy that perfect gift for? Bring your list into the Creative Outlet, where we feature handmade gifts, craft supplies, and brand name clothing sold at resale prices. You're sure to find unique gifts for any budget. And don't forget, gift certificates are also available. We are the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond. The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at eventbrite.com or rcpac.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ow!
Ooh, ouch. Welcome to Enjoying More. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. A striking Christmas card was published with the title, If Christ Had Not Come. The card represented a clergyman falling into a short sleep in his study on Christmas morning and dreaming of a world into which Jesus had never come. He found himself looking through his home, and there were no little stockings in the chimney corner or Christmas bells, and no Christ to comfort, gladden, and save. A ring at the doorbell, and a messenger asked him to visit his poor dying mother. He opened his Bible to look for a familiar promise, but it ended at Malachi 2. He stood beside her coffin and conducted the funeral service, but there were no messages of consolation or a glorious resurrection, no open heaven, but only dust to dust, ashes to ashes. Suddenly he woke with a start, and a great shout of joy and praise burst from his lips as he heard his choir singing in his church close by, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are certainly looking at a little bit of a warming trend here the next couple of days, but also some precipitation moving in by tomorrow. That'll cause some slippery travel conditions, so keep that in mind. A winter weather advisory has been posted for Crawford and Grant counties from late tonight through 6 p.m. Saturday. The heavier precipitation probably will stay back in southeast Minnesota and parts of Iowa, where some places have an ice storm warning in effect where the ice could be over a quarter inch deep. Around here, the ice accumulation probably more like a tenth of an inch or a little bit more, and we might even see a little wet snow mixed in. We should catch a break for most of Sunday, but then a new weather system sliding in early Monday could deliver a little bit of light rain. That will be followed by somewhat cooler temperatures for the middle of next week. So today's forecast, sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds, high temperature about 19, still a bit chilly, east wind at 4 to 8. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of freezing rain and sleet well after midnight, mainly far west. Low near 15 and then slowly rising temperatures. Tomorrow breezy and cloudy with areas of light freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mostly rain in the afternoon. High temperature about 36 with an east wind at 5 to 10. Saturday night, a mix of light rain, sleet, and a little snow, fog possible, low at 32. Sunday, fog and drizzle possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild, high temperature 41, another chance of light rain showers late Sunday night, Monday chance of light rain or drizzle in the morning, still mild but then breezy and cooler by night, low at 33, high of 41. Tuesday, breezy and cooler, peaks of sun in the afternoon, low temperature mid-20s, high of 33. Slight chance of light snow late Tuesday night. Wednesday, a chance of light snow in the morning. High temperature 28. Thursday's high 26. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 6 degrees below zero with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 5, the record high for this day, 60 in 2015. The record low, 24 below zero in 1972. Last year's high, 44, and the low, 14. Sunset will occur at 4:26 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:26. The air is calm, barometer at 30.59. No precipitation today with now some sunshine at times. After a low of negative 7 this morning, it is 6 degrees below zero.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. An update on sports is coming up. We'll take a look at some local and area sports from last night, a game heard here on WRCO Radio, a weekend update as well, and details on the Bucks and Badgers, both getting ready for games on Saturday.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Ithaca boys basketball team hosted Southwestern in a non-conference battle last night. In the end, the Wildcats came back to win 62-56. Ithaca led the majority of minutes after jumping ahead 13-12. They were up 37-31 at halftime and led by 9 three times in the second half before the Wildcats made a comeback. Leading 56-48 with 4:29 left, Ithaca would not score another point against a physical defense, and Southwestern finished the game on a 14-0 run. The Bulldogs were coming off a 2-point overtime loss to North Crawford Tuesday night, and the Wildcats were fresh from a 103-point scoring night against Iowa Grant on Tuesday. Aiden Kelleher led with 17 points for the Wildcats, and Jack Rundy added 10. The team was 11 for 24 from the line. Ithaca was paced by Devin Eim, who knocked down 19, and Sammy Clary with 17, including 3 of the team's 6 three-pointers. Cody Burns and Wes Nelson each had 7, Casey Pomering 4, Houston Boland 2. The Bulldogs were 2 for 7 from the line. Southwestern won the JV game 51-30 against Ithaca. Following the 62-56 varsity win, both teams have conference games tonight. The Bulldogs, now 2-3 on the season, will play at Weston. Southwestern is 4-1. And will host Riverdale. Elsewhere in boys basketball, Viroqua over Black River Falls, 63-57, Arcadia 62, Westby 57. It was Lacrosse Logan over Mauston, 61-44. Lacrosse Central beat Sauk Prairie, 60-48. It was a win for Mineral Point over Riverdale last night, 78-25. The Riverdale Chieftains led by Allie Goplin's 10 points, followed by Macy McKay with 6 and Bailey Harris 4. The Chieftains will travel to Cuba City next Tuesday night. In other action from the SWAL, it was a game for Cuba City over Iowa Grant, 78-30. In the Southwest Conference, Lancaster 64-21 over Richland Center, Prairie du Chien 63, River Valley 16, Platteville 65-35 over Dodgeville. Fenimore was a winner against Boscobel, 59-54. Kickapoo 63-58 over DeSoto. Ithaca lost to Azeka Steuben, 58-26. North Crawford 46-18 over Lafarge. Bangor 67-43 against Cashton. Brookwood 42-33 against Wanewoc Center. A win last night as well for Darlington over Southwestern, 62-41. On the schedule tonight in boys basketball, mostly boys games in the area. Cashton at DeSita, New Lisbon at Royal, Hillsboro at Wonewoc Center. Also tonight, Wazika Steuben at DeSoto, Lafarge at Kickapoo, North Crawford at Seneca, Ithaca at Weston, Lodi at Wisconsin Heights. Riverdale's at Southwestern, Mineral Point at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Boscobel, Dodgeville visits Prairie du Chien, River Valley at Lancaster, Richland Center at Platteville. The Hornets are coming off a win against Wisconsin Heights on Monday night. Here's Coach Brian Pulse.
Like the improvement, we're not shooting the ball the greatest, from outside the paint. So we're talking about what's our shot selection there. And I think it's been okay. You know, we just have been a little unlucky in missing some of those open jumpers. So those are the things that we were talking about coming out of the Heights game.
I asked Brian about Platteville.
Platteville still returns quite a bit from a very good, sectional final team last year. The conference MVP is back. Lucas Ludlam is a guard player for them. He's a fantastic player. They have another all-conference player coming back. They did lose a lot of their size. They're going to want to play really fast. They're going to pick us up full court. They're going to mix it up between full court man, full court run and jump. So we've been talking about and working on how we handle that. It's going to be a big key in the game if we can over the course of the entire game handle that pressure and be able to get it into a half court. That's going to determine, where we're at coming down the stretch there in the second half. So we got to withstand that. They're going to want to run in transition, so we've got to be ready for that transition defense. Overall, they're going to throw a number of kids at us, just kind of waves, and we've got to be able to play at our pace and not let them speed us up. So one more practice before to prepare, and those are the things we're working on.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO Radio, Richland Center at Platteville Boys Basketball. Wrestling action last night, it was Belmont Platteville over Riverdale 45-31. Riverdale defeated River Ridge on the mat 48-23. Belmont Platteville 71-6 over River Ridge. In wrestling action going on tonight, the Richland Center girls will be at Wanakee, and there will be a JV portion at Middleton as well. The Richland Center boys are at Toma tomorrow. River Valley with girls wrestlers at Woodside Complex tonight, and they'll be at Wanakee High School tomorrow. The Riverdale boys will be at Whitewater tomorrow, and the Ithaca Weston teams, in fact, the girls wrestlers go to Wisconsin Dells Woodside Complex tonight, and tomorrow, Ithaca Weston is at La Crosse Logan. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. Series high, 3 aces, $17.99. Spare parts, $16.96. ILK, $16.13. 3 aces, $6.46 and $6.09. Spare parts, $5.91. Top series, Judy Skelly, $4.60. Deanne Kepler, $4.57. Cheryl McNerland, $4.51. Barbara Burns with a top game, $1.90. Deanne Kepler, $1.89. Judy Skelly, $1.72. Judy had a 3-10 split pickup in the Coffee Clutch Bowling League. Merchants League this week, Gurner Farms, $29.91. Premier Co-op, $28.78. Bubbling Springs, $28.19. Gurner Farms with a top game, a $10.89 and a $10.11. Premier Co-op, a $9.88. Individual top series, Jason Gurner, $7.49. Eli Cannon, $7.15. Greg Shep and Jeff Seckman with $6.94s. The top game, Jason Gurner, $2.79 and $2.69. And Jeff Seckman with a $2.68. And Eli Cannon with a 263 game, Warwick Wolf a 257 in the Merchants League. And from last night's All-Star League, the Misfits 29-37, Julie Karen State Farm 29-36, Advanced Pump and Well 28-53. The Misfits with a 10-52, Julie Karen State Farm a 10-04, and it was Advanced Pump and Well with a 10-03. Top series, Jason Gurner 708, Travis Bushley 702, Chris
Pardoon and Ken Nix Sr. with 660s. Top game, Jason Gerner, 276. Elijah Cannon, 257. Chris Pardoon with a 255. Additional highlights, Jesse Morris with a 560 series, 119 over average. Bodie Hillesheim with a 484, 118 over average. Rich McConkie bowled a 425, 101 over average. And Jordan Slaney with a 655, 97 over average in the All-Star League. The Bucks take on the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow in the semifinals of the NBA Cup in-season tournament. And also, the Badger men's basketball team getting set for action as they will be playing tomorrow against the Butler Bulldogs. You're listening to Sports on a Friday from WRCO.
Christmas isn't about candy canes or lights all aglow. It's the hearts that we touch and the care that we show. Show your love with a festive fresh centerpiece from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Order now for best selection. May every little thing from your wish list come true this season. Merry Christmas from all of us at Robin's Nest, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 608-383-1616.
WRCO Sports, sponsored today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. Coming up, Mike Clemens talking sports, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. That is right around the bend here today.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mike Clemens joins us in WRCO to talk state sports. Mike, first of all, how about that Badger volleyball team back in the regional tournament?
Back in the Sweet 16, Phil. And as a matter of fact, this is their 12th time in a row that they have reached the regionals. That's quite a feat. And they're led. They're a good team. They're not as highly ranked as they were last year. They had a couple losses, but one of their team leaders is Sarah Franklin. She's out of Lake Worth, Florida. So, you know, the Badgers women's volleyball team program has done pretty good. They've had six players named the Big Ten Most Valuable Player of the Year going back to about 1990 or so, over, you know, 34 years. And so this Sarah, is she won it back-to-back this year. Wow. I think there's six players that made that team. She's the first one, though, for the Badgers to make it back-to-back. And tonight they're taking on Texas A&M, a team they beat earlier in the year back in September. And they are in the Sweet 16, the regionals, being held in Lincoln, Nebraska. So that game gets started tonight at 6 o'clock. Marquette is in the same regionals this year. The Marquette women's team has taken on number 2-ranked Penn State this afternoon at 1 o'clock in Pennsylvania.
It's been amazing to see that the popularity of volleyball has always been there, but the high school ranks' popularity of volleyball has really taken off, and I think it's because of Marquette and the Badgers and their success, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I know that, you know, some of these games in Madison are almost sold out now. They've mm-hmm. got such a following.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Badger men's basketball team trying to get back on the winning track, Mike.
They got off to an 8-0 start. They got ranked as high as, I think, 11th in the nation. They beat Arizona on a Friday night, number 9th-ranked, at least then 9th-ranked Arizona. And it's like, wow, these guys look really good. And all of a sudden, they start getting the Big Ten schedule into deeper water, and they've now lost 3 in a row. They lost to a couple of big guys against Michigan last week. Marquette, which is higher ranked in the nation, beat them in Milwaukee in that annual game they played this past Saturday. Kind of to be expected. So then they dropped to number 20th. But then Tuesday night, they lost again on the road to Illinois in Champaign, 86-80. And Stephen Crowell is one of their big guys. And, you know, at the end of the press conference, head coach Greg Gardfield, you know, kind of intimated, like, eh, we may have to take a look at, you know, Stephen Crowell. Because the kid was in there for 19 minutes. He had 9 points and 0 rebounds. And it's just, you know, I don't know if it's a hustle thing or if he just is in the wrong place at the wrong time. But, you know, obviously guards got to get more production out of him.
No doubt. Well, the Bucks and Atlanta, the Bucks are kind of redeeming themselves now, aren't they?
Yeah, they got out to that 1-6 start, and then they won like six in a row. I don't understand how, where they just sort of turned on the switch. Part of it seemed to be, you know, Giannis for sure. I mean, he just really got, like, he had a couple of, you know, big games, took the whole team on his shoulders, and now he's, you know, averaging, I think he's got the highest average every night in the Eastern Conference right now in the NBA. But they're on a roll. They're above 500. And tonight they play, or tomorrow they play the Atlanta Hawks. The Bucks won all those NBA tournament cup games, and they're undefeated in that so far. So they're in the semifinals in Vegas, 3:30 tomorrow against the Atlanta Hawks. And this is where these players all get, I think, an extra $50,000 or something if you win that tournament. And here's another thing that's really helped them last week is Chris Middleton is back in there after having surgery on both his ankles. He had like 11 points the other night. And this Taurean Prince seems to have been coming along, a guy that they added. Andre Jackson Jr., Doc Rivers was talking about him. Here's an interesting story. You know that raspy voice that Coach Rivers has got? You hear him in the press conferences and our updates, right?
Right.
Lori Nickel, a great feature writer for the Journal Sentinel, said he's actually going to have a procedure done. He's had this done before. Maybe where they found some polish, but you know they're concerned about him actually losing his voice, maybe from all that shouting on the sidelines during games.
Yeah, he struggles with that. A tough profession to be in if you've got a voice that's struggling a little bit.
It is. It's tough.
And then the Packers and Seahawks. I'm not a fan of nighttime football, but here's another primetime game on Sunday night, Mike.
Yeah, well, and don't we have games on Wednesday too this year now?
I think so.
Just crazy.
Big money.
Yeah, ratings, man. You know, we keep watching them. That's the problem.
Yep.
Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks. Hey, Seahawks, not a bad team. They're 8-5. They've got a new head coach named Mike McDonald, who is basically a defensive coach, like Pete Carroll was all those years. His last job was the defensive coordinator of the Ravens last couple of years. So I was talking to LaFleur and to Jordan Love about what does this defense look like? And Jordan said, you know, and actually, even though this guy's from the Ravens, it kind of reminds him of the defense they faced earlier this year from the Houston Texans, the way that they used their defensive front on the line. But as for Green Bay, you know, I was in Detroit covering that game against the Lions. And I'll tell you, Phil, it got to be about the halftime, and it was just 17-7 in front of the Lions. But I said, you know, I don't think the Packers have got enough to get to the Super Bowl this year. I kept on thinking that maybe they were going to improve. They've got four more games left to improve. But what has the Packers' signature win been this year? Last year, you know, they beat the Lions on Thanksgiving, kind of shocked the world, as you know, this first year under Jordan Love under center. Then they played a great game and beat the Chiefs, the defending champs, on a kind of snowy, cold night at Lambeau Field, a tundra night, if you will. Then the masterpiece against the Dallas Cowboys, first round of the playoffs, and they played pretty well against the 49ers, who you know ended their season. Can you name what a win that the Packers have had this year so far? I can't.
Well, I don't know unless you count like the 49ers or somebody like that. You know.
Well, and the 49ers are so beat up. The 49ers lost last night. Oh, there's an interesting story there.
Yeah.
To me, maybe those two games, after Love went down at the end of the first game in Brazil against the Eagles, those two games that they played, the game plans that came up for backup quarterback Malik Willis were actually pretty sharp, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kind of an adjusted running game and everything like that. That might have been some of their best game plans. So, whatever, this is not a bad Seahawks team. They're 8-5. They've lost to good teams, like the Bills and the Rams in their own division. And the Lions, their only clunker was they lost to the New York Giants, who are really struggling this year. But they beat the 49ers. They beat the Cardinals twice. And they beat Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, but, you know, who hasn't? So that's Sunday night in Seattle at Lumen Field, which is, you know, very loud, the 12th man and all that. Hey, so last night you mentioned the 49ers. Now, you know, they didn't have Christian McCaffrey and a couple of other players. But in the third quarter, Devondre Campbell former linebacker for the Packers for two or three years. He had one or two really good years, then a lot of injuries. He walked off the field.
Really?
And he told his coach, you know what, I just don't want to play anymore. He walked off the field. And after the press conference, you know, Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, was asked, oh, yeah, what happened to Devondre Campbell? He'd been filling in for Dre Greenlaw, who's a great linebacker who suffered a torn Achilles, I believe it was in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl. So they picked him up after he moved on from Green Bay. And now Dre is back and had like eight tackles in the game. And Kyle Shanahan said he told his coach he didn't want to play anymore. Hmm. And George Kittle, their star tight end, said, I've never seen anything like that before. It's like that, just immature. You know, how do you? He actually started ripping him from the podium. So he'll be cut.
Oh, I'm sure. Yep.
Shanahan said, we're moving on. I'm not talking about him anymore. We're moving. We can't have that. We're moving on. So just a weird, weird situation. I think Antonio Brown did that once. Remember,
I think so.
Crazy wide receiver ripped off his shirt and walked off.
Walked off, but then got another job with somebody else down the road, too. So,
yeah.
Interesting. Well, all right. Yeah. Well, good stuff, Mike. You know, we'll let you walk off, but you're not disgruntled or anything.
No, and I'm going to leave my shirt on, Bill. Thank you.
Have a good one, buddy. Mike Clemens joining us at WRCO Talking Sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Good morning from FM 100.9. We're at a big fat zero right now on the temperature, sponsored by Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Right now, we're getting back toward the Paul Harvey program, sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the boy. In every sport, at every echelon. I mean, Sandlot to World Series, Bunny Hill to Olympic Downhill, Park District to Augusta National. There are those who participate and those who, for whatever reasons, must cheer from a respectful distance and dream what if. St. Joseph Elementary School, Cold Spring, Ohio, has two third-grade basketball teams, both of them nicknamed St. Joe's Blue Jays. The teams are differentiated by the names of their instructors coaching them. One is Mr. O'Brien's and Mr. Gray's team. The other is Mr. Braun's team. And somewhere on the ground floor of this Babel Tower of names is a tow-headed third grader named Ryan Lloyd. Now, Ryan has yearned to be a basketball star for as long as he can remember. Around third grade, general interest in basketball starts heating up at St. Joseph's School. But at the beginning of the fall semester, Ryan was told by pals and coaches, you're just too short for basketball. So Ryan hung out on the sidelines until coaches O'Brien and Gray finally invited him to practice with their team, and the young fellow's hook shot was pretty good for someone vertically challenged, as was he. Decent layups and foul shots, too. What if I practice hard and get better, Ryan beseeched the coaches. No, they insisted, the boy was just not built for basketball.
All right, comes the big game now. January 5, 2002. A close matchup between the two third-grade teams at St. Joseph's School, and there on the sidelines, as usual, supporting his practice buddies, sits 8-year-old Ryan Lloyd. The game is hard played, and with 2 minutes to go, the score is still close. Slight edge for the coaches O'Brien and Gray, and that's when one of them, looking down at the little face reflecting so many emotions, tells Ryan, "Okay, I'm putting you in." And he is further instructed, "Now don't shoot, just pass the ball. Don't shoot and stay out of the way." But as Ryan rushes into the fray, the momentum of finally being a part of something he has loved for so long carries him to the hoop in search of rebounds, of opportunities to score. But the minutes tick down to seconds, and the numbers on the scoreboard closer than ever beckon Ryan to make a difference for his team. Now just 10 seconds left, an instant, an eternity in the mystery that is basketball. A teammate hurls the ball inbounds to Ryan. The other team swarms around him, sure to stall, to steal, to stifle his dream. But Brian Lloyd, the boy too short for the sport of giants, straining to see over the heads of the defenders, spots the hoop and shoots the ball. The buzzer sounds, the ball is on its way. It's arcing high and then down, down, dead center into the net. The breathless, silent gymnasium erupts in shouts, in cheers, in tears. Ryan's team has won. His arms are airborne, pumping fists of victory as teammates joyous converge. For sometimes in sport happens something so pure, so real, so right, as it did that warm day in cold spring when Ryan Lloyd, age 8, his legs part paralyzed from spina bifida, buried the biggest field goal of his young life from his wheelchair. And now, you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
0 degrees at WRCO. Time to get back to music with a tune that's up and coming. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance today. And this is new from Chris Lane.
If I die before you, I hope you buy that Mustang. I hope you paint the kitchen blue like you've always wanted to. If I die before you, I hope you get on an airplane and take in that ocean view somewhere in Timbuktu. We don't have to talk too much about it. Just let me say it, then I'll stop. Our best years are ahead. First, 'cause we don't get to choose. Baby, forgive him and keep living. If I die before you, I hope you keep on laughing with our crazy beautiful kids. Keep dancing like we do underneath the moon. You can fall in love again. Wait, never mind. Just not too soon. We don't have to talk too much about it. Just let me say it, then I'll stop. Our best years are ahead of us, don't doubt it. But all our names end up on the line. So if God takes me first, 'cause we don't get to choose, baby, forgive.
New from Chris Lane on WRCO. Entertainment news today, Mariah Carey will perform a taped version of All I Want for Christmas Is You for Netflix's coverage of the NFL on Christmas Day. The song will be the opener for the day's two games, Chiefs versus Steelers and Ravens versus Texans. Also, Beyonce will perform the halftime show for the Ravens-Texans game. This weekend, you can stream A Charlie Brown Christmas for free on Apple TV+. Subscribers and non-subscribers will have access to the holiday special on Saturday and Sunday. Apple is the current home for Peanuts programming. YouTube TV is hiking the base plan of its monthly subscription by $10. YouTube announced yesterday the new price of $82.99 a month will go into effect January 13th for existing subscribers. Subscribers who get a discount won't see a price hike until the promotion expires. When YouTube TV started in 2017, the price was $35 a month. Now, sometimes people think, well, we're saving money. We're, you know, just we stream everything. But the stream prices kind of add up, too, sometimes when you least expect it. The Family Thrift Shop is sending a big thank you to all the volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop such a success. Stock up on fall decorations and everything you need to set a beautiful holiday table. Follow them on Facebook for updates, silent auctions, and more. Donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Located at 120 South Main Street. Your shopping and donations stay local, supporting nonprofits right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Men are so hard to shop for. Ladies, do you get stuck not knowing what to get your guy? He already has tools, clothes, sporting goods, and electronics. Hey, this is Amanda at JJ Welsh Jewelers, and I bet I know something your guy doesn't have much of. Jewelry, or maybe even a nice watch. We've recently put together some really neat jewelry that Wisconsin guys will actually wear. From amazing Glock watches to masculine chains, crosses, bracelets, and even really cool dog tags that can be engraved. And so many more amazing ideas for that hard-to-buy-for guy for Christmas. Shop JJ Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Friday morning trivia question is sponsored by our friends at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Kenny here. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be open Monday, December 23rd and Tuesday, December 24th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-order your Christmas cookies, pies, and cakes by December 18th. Not sure what to get? A gift card makes a perfect stocking stuffer. Stop in, order online, or give us a call. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, your chance to win some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. If you are the first one to get through with the correct answer, this is the top gift that boys want for Christmas this year. According to a survey, I'm guessing maybe they went with Santa Claus's letters. I'm not sure. But anyway, this is the top gift boys want for Christmas. 608-647-4155. Maybe you can guess from experience with your youngster. Here's a new one from Esther June on WRCO, fresh from the country.
Smiled at the way my daddy loved her so. And every night before I lay my head to rest, I waited for the words my mama said. It was a sweet he'd be mama's gypsy lullaby.
Brand new from Esther June, that's a Gypsy Lullaby. Congratulations to Susan Renish. Way to go. She got through the line with the right answer and gets the great prize today, the cookies from Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. The top gift boys want for Christmas? Legos. Yay. I'm guessing, yeah, if you have a youngster that is a certain age, you know, like maybe 42, Legos are good for all ages, and some of the Lego kits that they sell, they tie that in with like pop culture things and whatnot, and some of those that they sell are cool for all ages, but some of them are, expensive. Santa Claus goes in the hole, I think, with some of those, $400 and $500 sets of Legos. I really like Legos. They're fun, except if I forget and leave a couple on the floor, they kind of smart when you step on them with your bare feet, don't they?
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry resale clothing for the whole family.
Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun.
Christmas time's coming.
Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or RCPAC.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center.
On the 11th day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 40% off one holiday item, valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. May your holiday season be filled with happiness, health, and safety.
Meister Log & Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond. Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales. Coming up, more community conversation with some of our friends stopping by the Morning Show studios. Steve Ward will be here today from the Richland School District talking about some recent developments, and we'll look forward to that conversation between 9 and 10 today. Richland County Right to Life will have a holiday bake sale fundraiser at Richland County Bank getting underway in just a few minutes, starting at 9 and going through the morning until all the goodies are sold. The Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be at Cronsage Park parking lot today from 11 until noon. And the joint Christmas party for the Post 13 American Legion and Auxiliary will be held. Cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6:30 on Thursday, December 19th. So any Legion and Auxiliary member not signed up but wishing to attend must have the reservations due by today. That's in by today by calling Cheryl at 608-604-4871 if you would like to sign up. Well, the most played country songs across the land. Some of the big movers include Sam Hunt into the top 40 with Country House, one that we debuted not very long ago on Fresh from the Country. This week's most played country top five, Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody at number 5. Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott at number 4 with Boys Back Home. Coy Wetzel and Jesse Murphy with High Road at number 3. George Burge and Cowboy Songs at number 2. And the number 1 tune this week belongs to Ella Langley and Riley Green.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna want to hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with the guys, with this cute little country girl called Maya. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. Some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Ella Langley and Riley Green, number one most played. Thanks to Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, our sponsor of Fresh from the Country. Today, Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
We'll talk again real soon here on the radio, WRCO-FM Richland Center, where our update from ABC is next, followed by this morning's community conversation on The Morning Show. The update from ABC News at 9 o'clock is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 2 Above at 9.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. We know 2025 will bring a new presidential administration, but what will the new year bring for the nation's workers? ABC's Jim Ryan looks at new studies.
The great resignation that came during the pandemic has given way to what economists are calling the great stay. The ZipRecruiter survey of 2,000 companies finds predictions of a sharp decline in turnover in the coming year, with credit going to improve salaries, benefits, and work-life balance. But a separate survey by Glassdoor finds that turnover rates might be falling because workers feel stuck in their current jobs.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a visit to Iraq on his trip to the Middle East. He maintains the U.S. is determined to prevent the return of ISIS because of the new power vacuum in Syria after the collapse of Bashar Assad's government. McKinsey agreed to pay $650 million as part of a deferred prosecution agreement over allegations it helped Purdue Pharma